92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So we all know this sound. That's the turbo hand dryer in the bathroom. Man, that thing's loud. Stop, just shut it off. Stop. I can't take it anymore. They're pretty common these days because a lot of places are trying to cut down on paper waste, which is great. And really, the modern Turbo Blast ones get the job done compared to those old ones that gave you a gentle breeze while you pushed the water over your hands and got nothing accomplished. But they're really, really loud. And a 13-year-old girl up in Canada named Nora Keegan has noticed that kids are terrified of these noisy monsters. So Nora connected with the Pediatrics and Child Health Organization to study the effect of that noise. And they measured a bunch of them and found that they all exceed 115 decibels when you stand next to them. That is a volume level that can lead to ruptured eardrums, learning disabilities, and attention difficulties. And that's just in kids. Their report also notes that in Canadian law pertaining to children's toys, it prohibits the sale of anything louder than 80 decibels because they know it can damage kids' hearing. So how were these things ever approved for use in tiny public bathrooms where there's often kids when they make such a deafening noise? Who let that happen? I don't understand. The Dyson Company is one of the big manufacturers of these dryers, and they've responded. They are making changes to their dryers to make them quieter, but the company that makes the really, really loud ones, the accelerator units, that's Excel Dryers, and they've refused to address the problem. Very not cool. Do you think they know that they've done a big thing badly? I do.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.